it's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where for the past, I'm thinking 6 years now, I've never really checked to see when I did the first show, but for at least that period of time, and over 400 shows now, I have been talking to you about the importance of keeping your life in balance. And my guest today is Dr. Jeffrey Gross, and we're going to be talking about regenerative medicine and what it is, and primarily stem cell research and the stem cell programs that he has. But before we get started, I always remind people to go to synergyconnectionradio.com. And that is the official website of the show. That's where all of the shows are archived. And like I said, there's over 400 of them at this point. So you can go through and kind of look at the synopsis and make a decision as to whether that's a show that tweaks your curiosity about life. I've had some wonderful guests over all of these years, and I usually bring most of them back for four or five shows because what they have to say, you can't do in just 35 minutes, and that's how long the show actually is. Along with that, there is a link to Boomers Forever Young, and this is a company I've used their products now for coming up on 8 years. And I believe during the pandemic, it's absolutely what kept me healthy. I was not one of those who went out and grabbed a shot. I don't believe in them. I never will believe in them. But I know for some people that have pre-existing conditions, it's probably what kept them alive. And so that's important to know, is that if you don't know, I think these two numbers, which is C-reactive protein, you want to have that blood work done. And the number needs to be below 0.5 because that's the level of inflammation in your body. And all disease begins with inflammation. And so if you've got a low number, you've got a better than average chance of keeping disease away. The other number is your D, which is David 3 test. And both of these tests, by the way, doctors, generally speaking, do not write a script for. They just have you do your normal labs. So you need to request those two tests if you want those numbers. And your D3 number, for me, I think it needs to be above 70. Now mine is an 86. I don't get a flu shot, but I do take D3. I do take a lot of different supplements. And my numbers, when I have my labs done, my doctor just kind of shrugs and says, well, you're amazing. We'll see you next year. And that's what you want your doctor to say is, you know, you're doing well. Congratulations. See you next year. Not here's three prescriptions that you need in order to do better. So do check out their website. One of their newest products, it's coming from an inventor who spent 7 years developing this, is a product called Myotrol. So it's MYOTROL. I've been using it since March. I don't know how to describe it for you other than it's an amazing new supplement that's on the market. You can only get it from Boomers at this particular time. And it works on stamina. It works on strength. It works on building just a better connection to your brain so that if you have any of those brain fog issues, because you're busy, you're stressed, it kind of helps to clear that up. And it rebuilds muscle. And as Dr. Gross knows probably better than anybody, as we age, you lose muscle. Over the age of 50, you're losing about 1% per year. So by the time you hit 70, you've lost 20%. And that's what's going to hold you upright. So if you're walking around and your strength isn't there, your stamina is beginning to fade and your muscles are beginning to fade, you need something like Myotrol in your life in order to keep you from breaking a hip or doing something else that might be detrimental and putting you in a nursing home or at least in a facility where you're going to rehab. So, with all of that being said, if you decide to try any of the products that Boomers has, if you would put my first name, Lucy, in the discount code box, you're going to get 15% off. And so it's a nice little number to say, hey, try the products. They're guaranteed for 60 days. If they don't work for you, they'll refund your money. But in the meantime, you at least get 15% discount. So I would encourage you to do so. I love that particular product myself. All right, so I'm going to introduce you to Dr. Gross. And he is the founder of what's called Recelebrate. So Recelebrate. And he's a pioneer in the field of regenerative medicine. And he has a huge, lengthy, wonderful background in all of the research and things that he has done. He's going to explain today how this area of medicine works. I have seen, and I don't know whether he has this on his website, but I've actually seen where they've been dripping stem cells through the nasal passages because the blood-brain barrier to the brain is very thin at that point. And they've shown before and during and after pictures of people that have like Alzheimer's or dementia and how the stem cells actually go in and make a huge difference in the connections in as far as neural pathways. So for people that maybe have just recently been diagnosed, maybe this is another avenue that you can use to ward off or to improve that condition. But certainly we have lots of areas of our body where stem cells can be used. So welcome to the show, Dr. Gross.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have you seen those pictures and the research you've done of what it's done with neural pathways and the brain?
I have seen significant research and also practical application in my own patients, because ultimately improvement in symptoms and stopping and even reversing disease is our goal or are our goals.
I was really impressed, because it showed a difference in, it was like a PET scan that they were using. And so the difference in the color of activity in the brain was significantly enhanced with stem cell introduction. So with you, how did you ever get interested? I mean, your background didn't start with stem cells.
I did not. No, I'm a recovering neurosurgeon. I treated, mostly spine problems for almost 30 years, neck and back trouble, pinched nerves, disc issues, injuries, things like that. I have a fellowship in that area. But in my undergraduate days, I did study what we call molecular biology or biochemistry. And so I had some inkling of how cellular activities work. But back when I was in medical school and before that undergraduate, stem cells were new and not quite ready for prime time. So as I progressed through my practice in a very conservative manner, trying to distance people from having surgery unless they absolutely had to have it. Which is a bit different than my colleagues who were sort of, just doing surgery all the time. A lot of my patients would have symptoms that did not resolve from sort of the basic treatments, therapies, medications, maybe some injections, but they weren't ready for surgery. And I saluted them for that. Great. But they've come to me and say, but I still have these symptoms. What else can we try, doctor? How about lasers? How about this? How about stem cells? And I heard stem cells enough times, and I'm nerdy enough, and I like to learn new things every day. So I went back and I decided instead of going to the stodgy old, neurosurgery meetings where all the bow tie wearing knuckleheads and are saying the same things they've said for decades. I went to some stem cell conferences and I started to re-educate myself and reacquaint myself with molecular biology. And I've learned quite a bit that's changed in the decades since then. And I was able to start applying that. This is about 6 or 7 years ago, as an adjunct for my spine patients to help them without surgery. But it has blossomed into so much more. And because of my background in brain and spine, and musculoskeletal, like joints, that was just the entry level. And so that's my journey of how I started a version 2.0 of my professional existence. And now I'm re-energized, and I absolutely love to offer this additional option as an additional doctor's tool for patients that most doctors still are not yet doing, because they're still not teaching this in medical school.
Is there a reason for that they're not
Yes.
taking it?
Absolutely, there's a reason for it. It's the economic and political pressures from big pharma and big implant companies, the companies that make knee replacements and things like that.
Sure. They would lose.
They would lose billions of dollars for this sort of natural and efficient way of using your own body's blueprint to heal itself in a more youthful fashion, like it did when we were younger.
So what happened to the Hippocratic Oath?
Oh, I'm applying it daily. The problem is the Kool-Aid drinking, watered down, institutionalized, scripted, tail wagging the dog healthcare out there. Just that they have the blinders on, and all they see is, what they can get approved through insurance, and they just the open-mindedness to move forward and progress is slowed to an absolute halt.
Right. I actually had three mental health clinics in Wisconsin. And when managed care came in, which was years ago now, but when it first came in, we had facilities that would help take care of people and get them headed in the right direction, not with 16 sessions or less, but with really true care. And that
Right.
doesn't exist anymore. So they ship them all down to Florida now. And they're homeless, which is true. So one of the things that I applaud you for is getting out of that rat race and actually looking at the patient and not the bottom line, because the bottom line, if it's all driven by how much money you can make, doesn't in many cases have anything to do with care of the patient. That's the reality that we're looking at.
Thank you.
With stem cell, so there is a difference between amniotic stem cell injections, obviously, and stem cells like there's different products on the market. Alivia Immune has a stem cell product. I think LifeWave has a stem cell product. So what do you use? Is it just an injection of stem cells, or do you kind of facilitate both the injection and something else?
Well, before we get into what we use, I think it's important to say we want patients as optimized as possible. So we want their inflammation status reduced. As you mentioned at the outset of your show, we look at the C-reactive protein and other markers. We want lifestyle factors, hormone optimization, sleep, diet, exercise, everything tweaked. Because if we're going to do something involving regenerative medicine, aka stem cell medicine, we want to make sure the body is everything you're doing is suppressing and reducing chronic inflammatory changes at the cellular level. And remember, aging is an accumulation of chronic inflammation. So if you want to age slower, accumulate chronic inflammation slower, right?
That's
So
true.
Regenerative medicine is one of the most powerful ways to reverse inflammatory stress on the body. So it can have help in areas of autoimmune problems, osteoarthritis, bone-on-bone joint problems, spine problems, aging-related diseases, or diseases related to aging, however you look at that, are all having a chronic inflammatory component, whether it's Parkinson's, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, et cetera. So also we see regenerative medicine helping in areas of inflammatory type infections like long COVID or Lyme's and things like that. But that's just a small sampling. But when we speak to the phrase regenerative medicine or stem cell medicine, we may not be talking about stem cells. Because our body has stem cells even as adults, but the problem
Right.
is they get exhausted because they're also exposed to chronic inflammation. And I find the most useful sources of regenerative biologics, and I use that phrase very specifically, including stem cells, growth factors, or stem cell-derived messaging signals called extracellular vesicles, or for short, exosomes. Those are really doing the work. So when you drop in stem cells in the back of the nose to have them penetrate through into the brain area, it's really the exosomes that are getting through the blood-brain barrier, not the stem cells. Stem
Not the
cells
stem
are
cells.
too
Okay.
big. Yeah. But we use the phrase stem cells because everyone's heard that. And unless you've watched this, listen to this episode of your show, and people are now expert in the difference between stem cells and exosomes, and I hope they are. And don't worry, there's no quiz after, so just get what you can out of this. But those we tend to obtain from reputable labs here in the US from perinatal donors. And what that means is a mother's having a planned C-section, and at the time she delivers her baby, congratulations, mom, it's a boy. Instead of throwing away the amniotic fluid, the umbilical cord, the placenta, those are donated and they're in sterile manner put on ice and sent to labs where they're tested, screened. And these labs are FDA compliant and certified, and they're made available to clinicians like myself. I actually buy these products. So these are not, stem cell activators or stimulants like those patches you mentioned and things like that. These are the actual regenerative biologics that go into your body and influence your cells to stop making inflammatory proteins like C-reactive protein, and instead flip your cells into a more optimal mode so they can do what they were designed to do: make cartilage, maintain a joint, improve neurotransmitters and mood in the brain, suppress inflammation that's causing autoimmune, all kinds of things. So that's the real magic of regenerative medicine.
One of the things I'll share with you is a couple of years ago, my labs, when they came back, my C-reactive protein was 0.01.
Wow.
And because I do know what I need to do to take care of me. But a year ago, in November, I actually fell at the Tampa International Airport. And I'm a Reiki master as well, so I use energy all the time. When I landed, my right hand immediately went to my left arm because I knew I'd done something, but I wasn't exactly sure what. And by the time I got x-rayed, it was three bones that had broken as I landed. So the doctor, the orthopedic surgeon, when I met him, he said, "Well, you're not on anything. Your labs are amazing." He said, "We're going to let you heal naturally. We're not going to do surgery." And he said, "That'll be better for you." And it took 9 months. It takes longer, which I didn't think it would, but it does take longer for your body to heal itself than to go in and do surgery, because then you've equipped it with a few other things, I guess. So I was pretty amazed, how it took a while, to be real honest with you. It took quite a while, and I am a golfer and a few other things that I do, kayaking, and I was like, "Oh, am I going to be able to do these things again?" But I think that's so important to have people understand the C-reactive protein test. And if you end up with a number that most people have, a four, a five, or a six, by the time they're in their 50s, maybe 60s, because many people are pre-diabetic or diabetic already, they have cardiovascular issues, they have bone on bone. Supposedly, I had a torn meniscus years ago, and the doctor then said, "You have 70% bone on bone on your right knee." I have never, ever had any issues, even with 70%. And I think it's because the inflammation rate is low, and my own stem cells have been regularly repairing that knee. So these are important pieces of information for people to have, is you're not limited to only surgery if you can get your body healthy and let it begin to heal itself and then give it some additional resources.
A few follow-up points there. C-reactive protein is a great inflammatory biomarker, but let's make sure the audience understands it's not the only one. It measures some pathways, and really a comprehensive analysis of inflammatory burden is necessary. And although you're healthy and you've done all the right things, many people struggle. Even people who exercise and eat right and sleep right and have mindfulness and all that, they still can have harbor inflammatory burden, and that requires a more detailed analysis and could be as simple as they need hormone optimization, but in those more challenging cases, regenerative medicine can play a role, and we have other delivery methods besides the nasal delivery method that's useful for brain delivery, but intravenous. And then, the real low-hanging fruit where we get some of the earliest and best results are in joints, in painful bone-on-bone, in painful degeneration. We have examples where we've seen MRIs before and after, where we've actually incited the improvement in the thickness of the meniscus and the knee and the cartilage. And your body made that cartilage once before. It maintained it for many years. As it's degenerating with age, or some doctors throw out that crappy phrase, degenerative joint disease, which I think is horrible because it's really not a disease. It's just an accumulation of age-related change and
Wear and
inflammation.
tear.
Yeah, it can be reversed. Not, I can't guarantee that. We can't claim it for everybody, but we can try. And that option should be available before you're facing a joint replacement or multiple cortisone injections, which has a role. Can also cause problems if you keep getting them, things like that. So regenerative medicine, stem cell-based medicine should be an option afforded to you. And if your doctor does not offer it to you, ask. And even after asking, if they don't know and they're not ready, that just means they haven't gone back like me and reinvigorated their and updated their knowledge. That means, okay, doc, I understand you don't you went to medical school years ago, you haven't been trained in that. Who in the area is doing that? I'd like to get an opinion on that. You have to be your own best health advocate because the system is working against you. We have a highly institutionalized, sort of government-based healthcare system. People say, "Well, I have private insurance." It's all driven by government regulations, payments, scripting. It is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
You have to go through A, B, C, and D before you can get to E.
And E is a limited offering.
Well, if somebody, did have joint issues, let's pick one that's a little more simple. So they had, really painful walking, could be hip, could be knee. And they go to their doctor and their doctor doesn't, I mean, what kind of test would you say that you need to ask for in order to determine what your level of inflammation is? If it's not just a CRP, what's the next couple of tests that they need to target?
We look at lipid panels that show inflammation. We can look at homocysteine levels. We look at omega-3 index. We look, I mean, there are an, you know, and a full panel, not just a full panel you would get from your checkup, but a more robust panel that would look specifically at the issues that could be a clue as to inflammation. And then to look at that joint, we need to examine the joint. Where does it hurt? When does it bother you? We have to really do the old school doctoring, not that 5-minute visit. Here's an X-ray. The X-ray will not show enough. You have to have an MRI, and the MRI has to be at the highest quality. It can't be the crappy, cheap one. And it has to be ordered very specifically, or you will miss things. And the most health systems love to miss things because they lose money if they find stuff.
This is a challenge, in order to really have the right care then, because a lot of people are going to live in areas where they may be talking to a doctor who isn't educated in this and doesn't actually know where to refer them, or maybe their insurance says we're not going to pay for it.
Yeah, well, we do see some of that, and because the insurance, I think the insurance is slowly coming around. For example, there's a procedure called platelet-rich plasma, or PRP, And what they do is they take some, and this is sort of a very basic regenerative medicine approach. They take some of your blood, they just draw some blood, they spin it in a centrifuge, and they pull out the growth factors. And they can then re-inject those into, let's say, an area of tennis elbow or a tendonitis or something mild. And you usually have that 3 times, and that can help. Well, that's not, covered initially, but in the last few years, the insurance companies, the bean counters, accountants have seen that that is cheaper than cortisone injections and surgery. So they started approving those procedures. And I think it's just a matter of time, especially with the new sort of reinvigoration of modifying and improving and modernizing, the FDA, Health and Human Services, and sort of policy in Washington that's coming, that we will see a resurgence of excitement and allowances in the stem cell realm, and therefore insurances will start to cover them. Because at the end of the day, a stem cell procedure for a knee, a degenerating knee, is a lot cheaper than surgery, complications, downtime, pain, infections, risks, all that.
Yeah, all of it, really. And the fact that almost all of them end up in rehab for a little bit. so that's expensive. And yeah, so all of the above. Maybe Marcus Welby is going to return.
Well, I think it's me. I'm a neurosurgeon. Marcus Welby was a neurosurgeon. I think that this is it. I mean, if your doctor is not examining the part of your body that's bothering you and not listening to all the elements you have to say about it and not giving you a chance to answer your questions, the doctor has 5 minutes, will only listen to one problem. That's not a system that's working. That's why one of the reasons people are sick, and we're not having enough holistic approaches. And the real good doctors are like functional doctors, naturopaths, people who take the time and listen and look at everything, because you never know what you're going to find.
No, that's very true. And learning to listen to the body, because the body will tell you if you take the time to listen to it.
Totally agree.
If somebody came in and, obviously they're aging faster than they need to age. And they were talking to you. What would be some of the things that you might say to them that would help them begin that reverse aging process?
Well, the cheap and easy things you can do to slow aging are, number one, exercise, weight-bearing exercise, strategically. It doesn't have to be hours a day. There are ways to do it, and that could be taught to you. Keep moving. That stimulates bone and bone density, and it stimulates muscle mass, both of which are associated with longevity. Number two, eat real food. Don't eat processed food. Avoid seed oils. Avoid sugar as much as you can. Number three, sleep well. Sleep with restorative sleep is something pe some people have to work at. Just because you're sleeping 8 hours doesn't mean you're sleeping well. So, getting the deep, restful sleep that you need, stopping stimulants like caffeine at a certain time in the day, that kind of thing. That's a whole process that can be discussed.
Do you help them try to get away from their phones and their computer multiple hours before bedtime?
We try, and it's very difficult. What do people do in the evening? They like to be entertained, so they watch a movie or watch television or something. So we you could do blue blocker glasses, which help. But it is nice to have a ritual bedtime where you turn off the screens and you do some breathing, and let the brain, the neuro stress in the brain, the activities, the crackling and the popping, just kind of settle down and turn off the brain. Because it's very important. If we don't sleep right, we don't get that chance to have the cellular repair that we need for slowing aging.
That's very true. What about some supplements like I don't know, I use resveratrol. I think ashwagandha can help people calm their brains down at bedtime, maybe. I mean, do you have any thoughts on those?
Well, I mean, supplements would be part of a proper nutritional evaluation. I take a lot of supplements. We try to customize what people need. But yes, anti-inflammatory supplements like those and others, are useful. At bedtime, I'm a huge fan of a hormone called melatonin. And people say, oh, that's the medicine that helps you go to sleep at night. Well, it might be, but it also helps signal to your cells to oppose cortisol, the stress hormone, and incite a lot of cellular repair processes during the night. So even if you go to sleep fine, I still am an advocate of melatonin. I also like magnesium at night. Those are both necessary for a lot of the repair functions at night. So the two things I take at bedtime are those. I don't like to take a lot of pills before I go to sleep. So it would be those two. It's also important to not eat in the few hours before, bedtime. We're not supposed to eat in the dark. And this time of year, it's
That's hard.
dark early. So if you don't go to bed until 10:30 and it turns dark at 6, well, you got 4.5 hours, so you shouldn't be eating. So your body is not supposed to have calories in the dark.
Right. And sugar in particular, people that are maybe having something sweet before. I know so many people who say, well, I've got to have my cookies before I go to bed. And I'm like, oh dear, that's not good.
And I think the other nutritional tidbit is most adults don't get enough protein, and you will waste away, lose your muscle mass, lose your bone density, lose your brain function, lose a lot if you're not getting adequate protein. So, and good quality protein, and that's hard to do. It's hard. You can get it through fish and meat and things like that, and you can take protein shakes as long as they're low sugar or no sugar. And there are some good ones out there, protein supplements. They make pills now. You could take protein pills that are good.
Really, I didn't know that.
I think it's called Perfect Aminos. You can look that one up. You can do that. And then that's crucial, because and especially in the vegetarian vegan crowd, they struggle to get enough protein.
Yeah, I've heard that because, I mean, how many people want to eat beans 3 times a day?
But even then, they may not be getting enough quality and diversity in proteins, like the essential amino acids, the branched chain amino acids, the things your muscles need that don't come in the beans.
That's true. That's true. Because protein is different. I mean, it's not all
Right.
the same
Yeah,
package.
you're
All
right.
they're not the same.
Protein is a variable amount of these different amino acids that we need.
Do you have one maybe fish that you think is, I mean, you always hear salmon, but I think there's a variety of fish out there that are
Oh,
good.
sure. Well, the fattier fishes are good for you. They're really, really good with the omega-3s. I'm a big fan of omega-3 supplementation. I recommend people start at 3 grams a day. So if you take a big fish oil pill, that would be three of them throughout the day, even if you are eating fish.
I
So
do a krill
go
oil.
ahead. Krill oil is a great way to do that as well. That's a great fish oil.
It worked better for me than some of the others because the others left an aftertaste
Yeah,
for
there's a blood test you can do, Lucy, called the omega-3 index. And if you study the blue zones, and anybody listening to this show knows what a blue zone is, that's where pockets of people that certain behaviors, lifestyles, diets, and things have let them have a higher than normal percentage of people living beyond 100, centenarians.
Right.
So the blue zones tend to have very high omega-3 indices. And if you look at Okinawa, it's very high. For example, they eat a lot of seafood and fish.
That's very interesting how that works. The Blue Zone cookbook, by the way, there are several of them, but it gives you backgrounds of the different cultures and what they do differently than we do here, in the United States. What is maybe, as we finish, one of your best success stories? Because I think people like to hear about a person that comes in this way and then after working with you ends up over here.
Well, gosh, I don't know where to start with that. There are so many. One of my favorite patients just turned 82, I think, and she came in to see me 4 years ago. And she would paint these. She would take a rock a few inches across, and she would colorfully paint it. It was her hobby, her craft, her joy. And she brought me one. It sits on my desk at work, and it's a big one. It's beautifully painted. She has a talent for this. And she would give them to friends and family, and the postman at Christmas time, what have you. And she couldn't do it anymore. She came in, she has osteoarthritis throughout her hands, and she couldn't use them, and she had knee pain and back pain. She had pain kind of everywhere. And I said, we really need to try an IV of the stem cell derived exosomes, which is basically a purified amniotic fluid, okay, concentrated down. So we did one treatment when she was 78 or 79, and she had significant reduction in all of her joint pain. She was able to return to her craft, her painting, and she came back in and said, you know, I've been partially blind in this one eye most of my life. I can start seeing some light again. And I said, and I never expected that. That's just a bonus that I have no idea, but there must have been some inflammatory damage, because the way these work is they work against inflammation. So she said, well, I feel great. When do I need to do another one? I said, you let me know when your symptoms come back, let me know. And it was 2.5 years before I heard from her again. She said, well, starting to come back. And lo and behold, we did another IV, and she got the same result, and I haven't heard from her for a good year. So
That's awesome.
that's a fun story.
That is a fun story because that gave her life purpose and meaning. And so you gave that back to her.
And it was very simple. An IV came in for a 45-minute IV, and she was able to manage a lot of that age-related inflammation that was affecting her joints, because the joints are a symptom of what's going on inside the body, inside the cells. The joints just tend to hurt, so you feel it there. But if you it's nice to catch this before they start to get that bad, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh my. Well, our show's over for today. I'll definitely want to have you back on in the future if you're
Sure.
available.
Of course.
And so everybody, please share this show with your family, with friends. We all have aging members of our family, or we might be aging ourselves and identify with what Dr. Gross is talking about. And if we could make a difference in somebody's life and help them live a better life, what a gift, to give.
Right.
So I encourage you to share this program with anybody and everybody that you know that, could benefit. And we'll see you next week. Have a wonderful, wonderful remainder of your week, and please live your best life. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.